I feel like that's like the common thing with allergies. It's like this big trickle effect. It's like you think, oh, it's just sneezing, but then sneezing can turn into all of these other health issues that can impact your throat. Allergies, it literally takes nothing for it to go from 0 to 100 really quickly.
Hello. Welcome to the Oh My Allergies podcast. This is your hostess with the mostest, Valencia. And if you are new here, the Oh My Allergies podcast is a podcast about all things allergies. Whether you have food allergies, seasonal allergies, skin allergies, or even your pet has allergies, Oh My Allergies is a safe space for discussions for those that need a bit of advice and support from someone who understands their struggle. Let's learn how to navigate life and learn how to thrive with our allergies together.
Hey guys, what's up, Oh My Allergies fam? Welcome back to the podcast. It is your favorite day of the week, Tuesday. If you're new, I'm Valencia. Really nice to meet you. And if you are not subscribed to the podcast already, make sure you're subscribed on your podcast platform of choice. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, just so many different platforms. So just pick one and subscribe to the podcast. Also, make sure that you stop, drop, roll, and rate the podcast. Hopefully your rating is 5 stars. Also, leave the show a review because it really helps with being able to grow our community and reach new people like yourselves. Also, follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram is at Oh My Allergies. You can follow us on Threads now. Our handle is at Oh My Allergies as well. Follow me on Instagram. Our Instagram is at Oh My Valencia. Well, my Instagram is at Oh My Valencia. And just keep on sharing the podcast with people you know or don't know. So I hope you all enjoyed our last episode that was all about allergies and sore throat, because this episode's actually going to mark episode 2 of a series on the podcast that we are calling How Allergies Affect the Body. I've wanted to try the idea of episode series on the podcast for a while now, and we're going to be testing it out, and I'm so excited. But let us know what you all think by sending us a note on our podcast Instagram, which is at Oh My Allergies, or just by interacting with our content, like liking our post, leaving comments, things like that, because it really helps us with being able to reach more people on our social platforms, and also provides a medium for you all to just tell us what you guys are thinking about the different things that we're implementing on the podcast. But if you did not listen to last week's episode, then what are you doing? But last time we talked about how allergies can affect your throat. And this week, we're going to be talking about how allergies can particularly affect your mouth. So we're going to be discussing the relationship between allergies and oral health, because I know when it comes to the most common symptoms for seasonal allergies, you're thinking about the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing, and having like a runny nose. But the truth is that there are a lot more effects of seasonal allergies that occur within the mouth and the throat. So we're going to be talking about that today, and I'm really excited because it's just something that not many of us tend to think about when it comes to our allergies and like the relationship between allergies and oral health. So I thought it would be really interesting to discuss that today. But before we get into today's topic, you guys know I got to talk about what's been going on. So what's been going on with me? I am still continuing the television movie watching marathon. So over the holiday that just recently happened, if you're in the U.S., then it was just 4th of July. Apparently some people are now calling it the Juneteenth after party, but during that time, I started watching more shows and more content on particularly Netflix. So I came across this show on Netflix called The Night Agent and was immediately hooked. It intrigued me, but like it scared me at the same time. I had moments where I felt a little bit of anxiousness while watching the show, but it wasn't like the Extraction movies anxious like I talked about in a previous episode. It was like I don't like the fact that I don't know what's going to happen, or I know what's going to happen and then like a twist will get thrown my way and then like my mind's officially blown and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Like too much, like deep breathe type of thing. But if you don't know what the night agent is, the night agent, it's about an FBI agent that's monitoring an emergency hotline. He answers a call that kind of just sucks him into a deadly conspiracy that's involving a mole at the White House. That's all I can say without giving anything away. I will say that the lead girl in the show at times drove me crazy in an annoying way, to the point where I would literally start talking to my television telling her to shut up. But besides that, the show was so good. Highly recommend it. I know when I talk to other people about this show, they're like, oh my goodness, I watched the show too. Like, it's such a good show. Like, it like sucked me in. Like, I was so intrigued. Like, I couldn't just watch one episode. I'm mad that more than likely I'll have to wait a year to watch the new season, which sucks eggs. But it is a really, really good show. And like I said, I spent a good part of my time off like watching Netflix, so I watched that show. I also watched a Kevin Hart movie where he's a stay-at-home dad and tends to the kids, and his wife encourages him to have some like me time because she's like the breadwinner of the family, and so she takes her and the kids away to visit her parents, and it follows what happens when Kevin's character is having his me time. I kid you not, I laughed my butt off while watching this movie, of course. Did I think parts of this movie was stupid? Yes. Yes, I did. But if you're looking for a movie to make you laugh and entertain you, then this is a really good movie to watch. I also saw the movie Red Notice, which stars Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, I believe is how you pronounce her name. That was actually a good movie too, with a lot of twists that I did not see coming. That movie was funny too, but then it had like some action elements to it, but not to the point where I'm like grimacing my teeth because the action is just too much and it's making me anxious. But those are all the things that I watched on Netflix more recently. And then another movie that I saw, but it was not on Netflix, was Everything Everywhere at Once. I believe that's the title of it. And let me just tell you that that movie was so confusing, but also intriguing. But then also complex. I just don't know how to explain this movie other than a confusing, intriguing, complex. I couldn't really get into the movie. And at some points I found myself like not really knowing what was going on, being confused. There was a lot of stuff going on in this movie. But then I started to somewhat understand like the underlying themes to the movie around like halfway through part two, going into part three. There were moments in the movie where I was like, what in the world am I watching? Like, honestly, I was like, what am I watching? But I saw this movie with my family and we were like all puzzled and like confused by this movie. But then when I looked up Reddit threads about this movie, it really helped with like putting the pieces together of like what some of the themes of this movie was really like covering and exploring. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of movies lately, which like I said, is different for me, but I kind of really like it. And it's been a really good pastime. Instead of watching like reality television, it's been like really nice to watch like actually scripted content. And so hopefully with The Night Agent, it actually gets renewed and it doesn't get canceled, because I find myself in situations where I find a really good show and I'm like, oh my goodness, this show is like one of my favorite shows. I can't wait for the next season. I'm starting to like plot in my head what I think like season two could look like. And then it gets canceled. Or like it'll get renewed and then it will like never see the light of day. So I really, really want The Night Agent to actually not only have a second season, but actually the second season come out and like we can all watch it. So that's kind of like what I am crossing my fingers for. But yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on with me. But with that being said, we can get right into my foodie likes. So This week I only have one new foodie-like favorite that I don't think that I've talked about on the podcast before. If you guys have been listening to the podcast for a long time, then you know that I am a person that once I find something, especially something that I can eat, then that is what I eat. And I am trying to push myself to like try new things, or if things catch my eye in the grocery store, then like going and buying it and trying it. And so there was a scenario that happened that was like that. So as you guys know, I am a big fan of the brand Wild Planet. So I saw in the grocery store kind of a while ago that they started showing these wild smoked pink salmon fillets in extra virgin olive oil. And was really intrigued by it because I am a big fan of salmon. Anyone who knows me knows I love salmon. I like salmon in so many different forms, whether that is smoked salmon, grilled salmon, pan-seared salmon, you know, canned salmon. I just am a salmon girl through and through. And so I saw these and I was like, oh my goodness, this is so intriguing because it's like supposed to be like lightly smoked. And oh my goodness, these are so good. I was kind of like a little like, because I wasn't sure I was going to like it because of it being in extra virgin olive oil, because I just don't really like when like fishes are in that when it comes to canned goods. So it was kind of like, wasn't really like super sure, but I really liked them. I felt like the flavor was like really good. I felt like it wasn't like too salty, but I could taste that it was like really like lightly smoked, which is what I really liked. It had like some subtle notes of like it being a little bit of sweet because of it being smoked. I also really liked the fact that there's a lot of protein in one of the little containers. I almost called it a can, but it's not really a can. It's kind of like really similar to how like a sardine can looks traditionally, where it's kind of like a rectangle and then you like pull the pull tab thing and then you pull it off. That's kind of like the setup for these smoked pink salmon fillets. I think they're really perfect for if you want to put them like on salad, which is what I typically do, or if you want to put them on like crackers, or I know I've seen some people put it like on bagels before. So highly recommend trying these out if you can have salmon. They're really good. I'm a big fan of Wild Planet, so it's just a matter of time before I start trying more and more of their things. But yeah, that is this week's foodie like. So let's get right into the allergy news. So this week's allergy news article is titled, "New State Law Will Teach Some Students What to Do If a Classmate Has an Allergic Reaction." So there's a new state law in Illinois that will require some students to learn how to help one of their classmates if they're having an allergic reaction. So under the new law, students in grades 9th through 12th grade will be required to learn how to recognize if someone's having an allergic reaction, how to limit someone's exposure to allergens, and how to administer epinephrine. And in the article, they talk about how a doctor, his name is Dr. Kurt Bloomstrand, the chair of emergency services at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center, and how he believes that this is really going to be valuable for students to really know, and really just getting this information out to students as they're in these areas where there's going to be a bit of a higher chance of being exposed to certain allergens, especially food allergies, and how the article talks about the law is going into effect January 1st, and how this education for students will begin in the 2024 and 2025 school year. I think it's so amazing and so cool that a law like this is getting implemented in states now. I think, you know, with Illinois being able to implement it, what I perceived as being like the first state to have something like this from the standpoint of for this particular age group of grades 9 through 12. And I feel like especially, you know, right before kids are kind of like in that high school stage and they're getting ready to go to college, I think it's better to have it where they're exposed to this type of education, allergy education, sooner rather than later, so that when they get put on a college campus, you're more likely to come across people that have so many different dietary restrictions that it's not foreign for you to be like, oh, like, I know what it looks like and certain symptoms that people may experience if they're having an allergic reaction, or being able to know how to limit someone's exposure to allergens if someone has an allergy in your friend group, or even if you're put in situations, whether it's with friends or family, and someone's in anaphylactic shock and they need help being able to administer their epinephrine. And so I think these are key skills to not only be able to help them with navigating situations when they're in high school, but then also as they get older, because, you know, the bigger amounts of people are going to just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And being able to learn these types of skills and what I would consider to be somewhat of a safer space, it's a little bit more of a controlled environment rather than being like in like the real world. I think it's just something that I would like to see even more states be able to implement, and having it where that allergy education is not something that is just like on the internet and it's like, if you know, you know. It's like something that is a lot more in our faces, and we're just having to learn more about it in our different social situations, in our classrooms, you know, and being able to have it where having an allergy is more normalized and it's not something that's like, oh, like this person's a bother, like blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like, yes, there are people in the world that have allergies. There's people that have different types of allergies to different things. And, you know, some are what some people could consider being on the mild side. And then there's some that are very, very life threatening, and like knowing what to do in those different types of situations. So I love to see it. And like always, if you guys want to check out more about the allergy news article that's discussed in each episode, then check out our show notes for the links and being able to read the article in its full entirety. But I think we are moving in the right direction for allergy education with a law like this getting implemented in the states. But like I said, if you want to read the article, check out our show notes. And with that being said, let's get right into today's topic, which is all about allergies and oral health. Like I say in these types of episodes, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional, nor do I claim to be either of those things. These are just things that I know from personal experience and research that I've done, and I encourage you all to do research on your own as well. If you already experience seasonal allergies, then you're most likely used to the dread that you may feel with like the pollen levels going up while you're dealing with itchy eyes, irritated sinuses, and constant sneezing. Your teeth and your gums are also fighting another set of battles. And while allergies themselves don't damage your teeth, they can indirectly cause mouth problems with pollen particles and like other seasonal allergens and irritants just floating through the air. Your immune system goes into overdrive with trying to protect your body against these allergens and irritants. And so this reaction trickles down to your oral health as well and can create issues like tooth pain, dry mouth, gum and tonsil swelling, and even bad breath. So the first one I want to tackle is the idea of tooth pain and toothaches. So to start with, sinus issues can lead to tooth pain and can actually be mistaken for a cavity or other oral health issues. And this comes from the physical proximity of the sinuses and the teeth in the upper jaw. And so the hollow spaces in your head actually fill up with mucus, and then all of this pressure can cause aches and pains in your face. So the maxillary sinuses, those are the largest sinuses in your face, and they are located above your upper teeth. And so when pressure builds in sinuses, it can push down on the roots of your upper molars. One of the results of that could be tooth pain, which isn't the result of an issue with the actual tooth itself. You could experience like sensitivity to like cold, or notice pain that intensifies when you are lowering your head or if you are lying down. Now, even though with all this information, you should always consult your dentist if you are experiencing persistent tooth pain, but it could be good to tell them about your sinus or allergy issues, because it could help with them being able to figure out whether a toothache or tooth pain that you're experiencing is actually from the tooth itself, or if it's caused by other things and other symptoms that you're dealing with in your body, i.e. allergies. Which I think is really interesting because you wouldn't really think about like the whole idea of your sinuses really affecting your mouth. And it's all because of pressure, sinus pressure, and pressure building up in your sinuses and it pushing it all down on the roots of your upper molar. So then you just feel like this immense pain and it's like, ow, like, oh my gosh. And like, it really can distract you. If you have dealt with some sort of toothache or tooth pain, it really is annoying and it's very distracting. Like you're thinking about it as long as you are dealing with the pain. And it's just really like kind of tricky and you're wanting to like put like heat on it on your face or you're wanting to like do like the heat and the cold, but then you could be sensitive to cold or, you know, so it's kind of a very, very tricky situation. But it's definitely interesting to know that seasonal allergies can actually cause toothaches, which is very, very interesting. Another thing that seasonal allergies can cause that's related to your oral health is dry mouth. So in the same way that allergies can cause sinus irritation, allergies can also cause sinus congestion. And when your sinuses are congested, it's very difficult for you to breathe throughout your nostrils, i.e. your nose. I have dealt with this more recently where it's just like with the heat and my allergy symptoms with the pollen levels being kind of elevated in my area. It's just I feel a little bit more congested than normal and find at times that it can be very difficult for me to breathe throughout my nose. And so if you are having problems with breathing through your nose, then it really forces you to have to constantly breathe through your mouth. I know a lot of people, including myself, have been put in situations where at night where I might have problems with breathing through my nose. And then I find out when I wake up in the morning that I was breathing through my mouth because my mouth and my throat feels like dry and it like hurts. And so with breathing through your mouth, because you're not able to breathe as well through your nose, it causes more than just facial and sinus pain, but it can also cause issues with your teeth. And mouth breathing, it causes saliva production to decrease, and then that is what leads to dry mouth. Now, mouth breathing, it can also make it nearly impossible for your mouth to be able to regulate its pH level. And when I say pH level, in case you don't know what the whole idea of pH is, a pH is referring to the lack of a proper acid slash alkaline balance within your mouth, which is also referred to as pH balance. And that can enable bad bacteria to thrive. So unfortunately, every time you eat, drink, or just put anything in your mouth other than water, your pH level drops, and that affects the minerals in your teeth. And so minerals will leave the teeth until the pH level returns to, from my research, is a 5.6. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, so definitely do your own research. But once the pH level reaches 5.6, then the minerals will return to your teeth. And unregulated acids and pH in the mouth are just really just bad news, because it leads me to the next way that seasonal allergies can impact oral health, and that's seasonal allergies causing bad breath. So when there are unregulated acids and pH in your mouth, corrosive effects like tooth decay are really just not that far behind. So when minerals are depleted, your teeth are vulnerable to damage that could be caused by bacteria. In mouth breathing, it allows a constant flow of bacteria into your mouth from a dry mouth, which can also contribute to tooth decay, cavities, gum disease, and even bad breath. And bad breath is typically just an indicator that harmful microbes have invaded your mouth, which is just interesting. Like, it's kind of like this trickle effect. It's like it all comes down to what you're putting in your body, and also the whole idea of you breathing from your mouth. You wouldn't think that just breathing from your mouth would cause all of this ruckus. It's like, now you're just like, I see why people are like, breathe in and out through your nose. Because when you start breathing out of your mouth and like not really using your nose as you're supposed to, and it just leads to like this trickle effect of problems. It's like you cause saliva production to increase, that leads to dry mouth. But then the whole idea with mouth breathing can make it impossible for you to be able to regulate your mouth's pH level, and then that can cause bacteria. And then where comes bacteria comes all of these other things like bad breath and tooth decays and gum disease. And it's just all of these things. It's like, I feel like that's like the common thing with allergies. It's like this big trickle effect. It's like you think, oh, it's just sneezing, but then sneezing can turn into all of these other health issues that can impact your throat. Or it's like, oh, you know, I'm feeling congested and I'm not having, you know, the easiest time being able to breathe out of my nose, and then it can turn into all of this stuff with bacteria and things like that. It's just so crazy how it can go from 0 to 100 really quickly when it comes to allergies. Like, honestly, like, I feel like that is the common theme that I've learned from like just doing the research that I do for not only my own allergy education, but for this podcast. It's like allergies, it literally takes nothing for it to go from 0 to 100 really, really quickly. But another way that seasonal allergies can impact your oral health is that it can cause gum and tonsil swelling. Allergies, we know from the past few episodes that I've been doing on how allergies can impact your body, and even past episodes further than that, is that allergies are known for causing postnasal drip. If you want to know more about postnasal drip, as well as, you know, allergies being able to cause a sore throat, definitely check out those episodes by clicking the links in our show notes of this episode. But for many people, postnasal drip, it can cause, like I said, that sore throat and swollen tonsils. But when you combine a sore throat and swollen tonsils because of postnasal drip with dry mouth and bacterial buildup, that can lead to swollen, sore gums. And swollen gums can make it very difficult for you to be able to brush your teeth efficiently. And over time, this can lead to irritated gums, gingivitis, and even gum disease. And you may also find that you get canker sores on the inside of your mouth from dealing with mouth dryness and soreness that allergies can also cause, which is just very interesting. This, like I said, this trickle effect, how it's like you deal with postnasal drip can cause a sore throat and swollen tonsils, and then you combine all of that with dry mouth, having a lot of bacteria build up in your mouth, it can lead to your gums getting swollen, and then this trickle effect of all of these other conditions that can impact your gums as well as your teeth, which is just crazy that just being allergic to a particular type of pollen outside can cause all of these things. It just blows my mind. When I did this research for this episode, I was just like, wow, this is crazy. Allergies are crazy. I feel like if you've had allergies for a long time, you probably already know that allergies are crazy. But I think what is just really the most fascinating to me throughout this whole episode is like this connection between not only just allergies and oral health, but like just your overall body health as well. Like, oral health is just really, really closely linked to overall health. And like this connection between seasonal allergies and oral health is just no exception. And how poor oral health can result from allergy-induced dry mouth or oral allergy syndrome, and that can lead to tooth decay, gum disease, and a lot of other dental issues. And these dental problems can in turn negatively impact your overall health because it can increase the risk of heart disease or respiratory infections or even diabetes. And on the other hand, managing your seasonal allergies effectively and also maintaining good oral health hygiene can help with protecting both your oral health and your overall health. And so there are a lot of different steps that you can take to minimize the impact of seasonal allergies on your oral health that can really help with promoting better whole body health and really helping you to be able to have a higher quality of life. And we all know if you have seasonal allergies, they are definitely a challenge. But recognizing their impact on your overall health and oral health can really empower you to really like just take control of your well-being during allergy season. And so I know you're probably thinking, what can you do to help with mitigating the impact that your allergies are having on your oral health? And so there are a number of steps that you can take in order to soften the impact of seasonal allergies on your teeth and gums, because I feel like you're not going to be able to completely eliminate it, because as far as I'm concerned, we're going to have grass today, we're going to have grass tomorrow, we're going to have trees today, and we're going to have trees tomorrow. So you can't get rid of it completely. You can just only soften slash eliminate the impact that they have on your body. One of the first steps is, of course, maintaining a good brushing and flossing routine along with a healthy diet. This will help with ensuring that your teeth have a strong and healthy foundation for overall health and being able to help limit the impact that seasonal allergies can have on them. Another tip that I feel like is my number one tip is staying hydrated. I feel like drinking water, especially during the summertime, is important, but just overall, just for your general overall body health, hydration is key. Staying hydrated, it helps with mitigating dry mouth, it helps with promoting overall oral health because it keeps the body healthy and resilient, especially, you know, when you're spending more time outside. It's going to help with being able to protect you from your allergies as well as oral health. So drinking enough water is really, really important. On the water hand, gargling with salt water, that's another great way to help with promoting oral health during seasonal allergies. So dissolving a tablespoon of salt into a glass of warm water and then gargling, rinsing it, spitting it out until that glass is empty. And that can help in a number of ways. So one, it's removing bacteria and allergens. It can draw mucus out of the sinuses. Gosh, I think it's so funny how sinuses kind of rhymes with science. But then also doing that gargling of salt water can help with clearing any debris that you have in your mouth. And all of that can really help with reducing your allergy symptoms. So I think it's so interesting that gargling with salt water, like, you know, that is typically a trick for if you are dealing with like sore throat or strep throat or different situations like that, and to know that it can actually help with your seasonal allergies as well for like a number of reasons is just very cool and interesting to me, because you just don't think, hey, let me go gargle with salt water to get some mucus out of my sinuses, or oh, let me gargle with salt water to be able to clean the debris that is in my mouth to help with reducing my allergy symptoms. Like, obviously, I'm more familiar with removing the bacteria, but then it can also help with removing the allergens that are in your mouth. So it's just really, really interesting how the body works. It continues to amaze me. The fourth tip is to consider chewing gum with xylitol. I'm told can really help with keeping your mouth moist between meals. I am not a gum chewer. I used to be like years ago, but if you are into chewing gum, then a chewing gum can be really helpful, especially ones that are supposed to be like sugar-free. I don't typically get into like the sugar-free market because then it could be filled with artificial sweeteners. So definitely if you're going to chew gum, definitely do your research on it and making sure that it's not going to cause more harm than do any good. But the time that I do have gum, I usually am a big fan of Simply Gum. Their gum is really, really good, and have found that it has ingredients that I can pronounce. So definitely do your research. If you are a gum chewer and you're like, hey, I want to do that. So definitely do your research. And then just generally gum chewing helps with stimulating saliva flow, and that's really good for your teeth. So chewing gum does have its benefits, but if it's filled up with a bunch of crap, then it's really not doing anything for you and your teeth and your mouth. And then the last tip is to treat your allergies. This can involve, you know, going to an allergist or just taking over-the-counter medications that are right for you and your body. Avoiding or limiting contact with your allergy triggers is another really good key step and really can help with contributing to your overall allergy treatment plan. But if you have not seen an allergist, highly recommend it, because not only are you able to pinpoint what you're allergic to if you don't know what you're allergic to yet, but they also are really able to put together a plan for you that is catered to you for your allergies, that I have found to be just really nice. And it's, you know, for you and for your body and for your particular use case. And so I definitely recommend that when you are dealing with, especially like your health, obviously consult with a medical professional. So in this case, with an allergist or your primary care doctor, to make sure that you're doing what's right for you and your body and for your family. But by treating your allergies, you're going to be treating your related oral health issues as well. But one of the best tips for fighting tooth issues caused by seasonal allergies is, like I just was talking about, is making sure that you're treating your allergies efficiently and smartly. So like I said, working with your allergist, also with your dentist maybe, but definitely an allergist, because they can really help you formulate that game plan for getting ahead of your symptoms in the best way possible. Like for me, for example, for seasonal allergies, like I have to take my medicine months in advance in order to like prep my body, because of my body just being very, very sensitive to my allergy triggers and allergens. So I have to do certain things in order to kind of like prep my body before it gets like thrown over the cliff, with the cliff being all of the pollen and everything like that. So just do whatever is best for you and your allergies and your body. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and found it to be very interesting. I know that I did, and learned a lot about how seasonal allergies can impact your oral health. But if you guys enjoyed this episode, then make sure you are subscribed to the podcast on your podcast platform of choice. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, any platform you can listen to podcasts on. So just make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on really good episodes like this one. Make sure that you stop, drop, roll, and rate the podcast. Hopefully your rating is 5 stars. Make sure you leave the show a review. It helps with us being able to grow our community and reach new peeps. Also follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram is @OhMyAllergies. Follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is @OhMyValencia. And keep on sharing the podcast with people you know and don't know. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.